This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Melania and I are full of joy at the start of this very blessed season. We're thrilled to think of the people across the nation and all across the continent whose spirits are lifted by the miracle of Christmas.
Christmas tree lighting, a moment of brief joy coming out of the nation's capital. I say that because Congress is scrambling to avoid a government shutdown. Plus, in the Senate, there's a lot of turmoil over this tax bill. Hey, 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 everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The tsunami washing over all of us that affects all of us coming out of D.C. So much of it rides on this whole tax bill thing. And the latest is pretty much what I was talking about yesterday, the triggers involved. So the Republican plans to overhaul the tax code almost derailed in the Senate Thursday afternoon, and they're still wobbly, but they're trying to satisfy those deficit hawks like Corker and some others who said they won't vote for the tax bill if it added to the deficit. So Corker was one who was skeptical but voted in the Budget Committee on Tuesday to send the tax bill to the floor, after he said he had assurances from the Senate leaders that the bill would be revised that would include a trigger that would automatically raise taxes if economic growth did not materialize. And, you know, the ifs and whats and should-haves and everything else, I think that's part of the problem for others because there's so much doubt as to what would happen if you decide you're not going to do that. You know, even Senator John Cornyn from Texas said it doesn't look like the trigger's going to work. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. And then there was a super, super high drama Shakespearean moment on Thursday afternoon with Corker, so Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, not happy, and some other Republicans, Jeff Flake from Arizona, who's booting himself out of there, right? He's not going for re-election. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. They held back their votes for an hour. So they just put them in their pocket and walked away. We're walking away before joining finally in voting down a Democratic effort to send the bill back to the Senate Finance Committee, because then it really would have, stalled out even longer if that had happened. Still no reassurances as to what will happen with it because there's massive opposition. And by amending the current bill, they still might not get the votes they need, especially with conservative groups pressuring them not to agree to any future tax increases. So, you know, I agree with one of the comments that I heard about the spinning plates that Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina said, look, Republicans are trying to raise between $370 billion to $400 billion in tax revenue, but they haven't figured out when those hikes would have to kick in. And he said it's spinning plates that we're dealing with, and I can see which ones are going on in other discussions. So will they get this passed this week? Well, I'm counting the days. We got Friday, unless they're ordering pizza and they're having a sit-in over the weekend until they figure this out. The House, of course, we know, passed a version of its own. They've scheduled a vote for Monday to set up a conference committee to resolve the differences between the two bills. So they're optimistic that Friday or over the weekend, if this would continue on, that this bill will go through. That becomes really interesting because then you just shore up the two bills, and it's a lot easier for that full-on passage if that happens. A lot easier. Meanwhile, in the world of sexual harassment, which is the main topic everywhere you go, Matt Lauer, of course, heavily talked about because of all the information that's been coming out about what happened with him and the fact that he had an office with a door that locked from the inside that you couldn't open from the outside, the fact that he had a huge bag of sex toys, that he gave some of them to women as presents, allegedly. And now he is looking for a $30 million payout. His lawyers are trying to get him that much money after they dumped him. So, you know, to get him paid through the remainder of the contract, which still has a year and a half to go. They're trying to determine, and you know, see, here's the thing. He's got to have a morals clause in his contract. And they're looking at the contract, apparently, and determining whether the claims against him, which would affect any moral clause in his contract and his ensuing termination, would cut off his rights to be paid through the end of the contract. Because they renegotiated with him in 2016, a great deal for him that was $20 million, which would have kept him on the air through the end of 2018. But the moral clauses for talent, that's pretty common. I guarantee he has one. And, you know, his team isn't commenting on it. But he's in the thick of this, obviously, and is not been seen around town since this happened, which is just another, you know, which was just a day ago. But boy, oh boy, he's going to have to, he may have to move because he lives the high life as a broadcaster. He's living in the Hamptons, where he lives in a $33 million estate. So he might be on the market for selling. That's what might be happening there. You know, so here's the thing. I mean, now it's interesting because who's going to benefit essentially on the air from Matt Lauer released? And it could be Megyn Kelly because she hosts a 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show and she could end up becoming the co-host, maybe even just temporarily, you know. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want it. Maybe she does. Who knows? Who knows what they're doing? They've got to be scrambling. And certainly they aren't the only ones scrambling. There are others that are doing the same, including, you know, from the world of politics, entertainment. Ever since this happened with Harvey Weinstein, that kicked open the door, as I've said time and time again on America Tonight, that kicked open the door for the rest of this to fall out. And what a Pandora's box, and what a sad, sick, twisted Pandora's box. I mean, some of it, I'm sorry, is indefensible. You can't defend this. And there's all these apologies. And in fact, I was watching a little clip of Stephen Colbert, who I think is brilliant and funny, some of his writers. And they had a skit on morning television and saying that, you know, there's the co-host and then suddenly they're gone and then another person replaces them and then they're gone. And this is really what it feels like. And this is what people are talking about. I always say America Tonight is about what you're drawn about and what my neighbors are drawn about. And everywhere I've been, this is the number one thing that people are talking about that's going on in this country is all of these stories, all of these titans in different industries falling because of bad, bad behavior that is beyond, in some cases, reprehensible. When we come back, speaking of that, Conyers is in trouble. What do a couple of people on the Hill have to say? You'll find out next on America Tonight.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This kind of behavior of objectifying women and disrespecting them in such an incredible way is unacceptable. We should have a zero tolerance towards this kind of behavior, and he should resign.
We will all work together to lead the fight against sexual harassment and abuse, not only in Congress, but in every workplace across the country.
All right, so John Conyers is the subject of what you just heard there, Nancy Pelosi and Tulsi Gabbard saying this should not be tolerated, two politicals on the Democratic side, of course, on the Hill, and he's under fire, Congressman Conyers. He's been there forever and a day for accusations of what? Sexual harassment. So now they're saying he's in the hospital. He's in the hospital due to stress. He's stressed out, and he's in the hospital. Come on. Okay, here's the thing. He's almost 90 years old. His health, of course, couldn't be what it is. And this is what his spokesperson said, or political consultant Sam Riddle, who spoke for him. He said he was dizzy, had chest pains. The congressman's health is not what it should be. And a lot of that is directly attributable to this media assault. Sorry, Conyers. You just don't get a pass. 88, longest current serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, what all these allegations that are coming up, there's not just one, there's two, there's three, there's four, and he's denying it. He's denying any of this ever took place, but this is familiar behavior. But regardless, you cannot, if you can't take the heat for whatever, then it doesn't matter what the age is, you got to get out. So you don't get the pass where you get to have your peeps go in front of the microphone and say, This media assault. Well, listen, we live in a country of free press, and you can argue some of it's crappy and crummy and fake and whatever. Absolutely. Some of it's awesome, too. And who, what, where, when, and why. And when it's definitely happening, sorry, equal opportunity. You can't get up there in front of the mics and crucify other men for something that you are being accused of doing with some pretty big evidence. Allegations, but pretty big evidence. So, you know, deny, deny. Here's the thing. If you're totally innocent, I understand the fury. Hey, have we all been blindsided in whatever way in our life? And don't you see red when that happens? But if someone accuses you of something like that and it's false and it never happened, you know what the reaction to that is. And it's much different than the reaction that we've seen from a lot of the people who have been accused of some pretty horrific things. So if they're true, he's got to take his lumps. That's just how it is. That's why they're saying he has to get out of it. I mean, get resign, whatever. That's what has to happen. That's how you go out. Not fair to go after everybody else in every other industry and then be complicit of the same thing and think that you get a pass, because that goes to the whole power thing again. Over and over again, we're seeing the same repeated pattern, right? Meaning you can't do that. You cannot, I say, you know, you can't go after others when you're being accused of the same things, not by one, two, three, you know, as they start to add up the numbers, and then you track down the info and see what's right, what's wrong, blah, 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 you know? Meaning, you know, track down all the evidence, see where it leads. Boy, oh boy. And in the meantime, Harvey Weinstein, you know, there was a piece released about him in, pretty much anywhere, right? But this was, like I said, this is what kicked the door open. The New Yorker did a piece on him. And, I mean, he was a giant mogul. He had political ties. He contributed heavily to campaigns, including to the Clintons, which they're giving the money back, supposedly. So the thing with him is they go all the way back to the 80s and things that he did, exposing himself, all that kind of stuff, and then assistance from his days of, you know, of starting out in the movie business. And you've got an actress who is accusing him of rape. You have, I mean, just, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I think this conversation, it's only just begun, right? So the lid is being ripped off of it. And what's going to happen with the Senate Ethics Committee? They're launching that investigation into Al Franken. So he's in the list, too. Five women in the last 2 weeks have accused the Minnesota Democrat of misconduct. On Thursday, a woman said that Franken grabbed her breast when she stood next to him for a photo. So the thing is, he, just like everyone else, he can apologize. And he's saying he does welcome an ethics investigation. But and even his spokesperson says, look, he has never intentionally engaged in that kind of behavior. But clearly there are people that disagree with that, that that's not, the several women are saying, well, that's not true. So does he make it through or not? Does Conyers make it through or not? I mean, that would be two Democrats that would be bounced because of sexual misconduct, if it's proven to be, or they step aside, or, you know, whatever it might, whatever it becomes. Crazy. All right, in the meantime, I'm going in a completely different direction. And coming up next, by the way, we're going to have Sylvia Stern back on with us. She talks about poetry, and she has just this great new book out. I love her descriptions. I love the way she writes. It's a great children's book, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. So any grandchildren, et cetera, you want to run, not stop, to go and pick up this book. I've read all of her poetry books, and they're all, I mean, honestly, they're all phenomenal. Amazon wants to be phenomenal in a different way. They've been holding some preliminary talks with makers of generic drugs about the potential of being in the pharmacy space. The generics they're talking to are Mylan is one of them, which, along with Sandoz, is huge. And what the plans are is not completely clear, but would it have a major impact on other businesses? You know, we don't know. But the conversation supposedly center on Amazon taking a role in the drug purchasing, which would disrupt a space that is dominated by another distributor, McKesson, right? So that's interesting. Generic manufacturers are wanting to establish a relationship with Amazon. That's part of some of their 2018 business goals, because imagine the pressure valve they would release. Would it be too complicated? It might be too complicated. It might make things not as affordable. Knowing what the pharmaceutical industry can be like, it might not work. And there's no formal discussions anyway. So they're not even close to this, but there has been some preliminary chatter. Let's put it that way. I guess that would be accurate to say about it. Preliminary chatter. There was big chatter about this. A 4.1 earthquake, magnitude 4.1 earthquake, smashed into Delaware, 7 miles northeast of Dover Air Force Base. Whoo, they were rocking. It hit before 5 p.m. The Delaware Emergency Management Agency said there was no damage, no reports of damage or serious injuries, but it scared a lot of people. They said they could feel it as far south as suburban Washington, D.C. Woo! Sylvia Stern, you're up next here on America Tonight.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This show, Sylvia Stern, and she's got another terrific book. In fact, when I went to see my family and the stars. And Sylvia, thanks so much as always for your patience and for joining us again on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to be here again. Nice to talk with you, Kate.
You know, I mentioned this. I'm going to peel back the onion a little bit for people listening. I mentioned to Sylvia that my dad was a poet, and I really have a soft spot in my heart for poetry. I've tried to write it, and I'm okay at it. And I think Sylvia is excellent in the way she weaves her words and her thought patterns. And when you look at this book, one of the things that really jumped out to me for everybody listening is the fact that we talked about, or she talked about, well, she talked about the moon, which has significance in my life, and I think many of yours. And also some really interesting poetry around, and you definitely like the elements and about rain, et cetera. What was it in putting this particular book together versus the other one? What is the biggest difference for you?
The biggest difference. I try to gear it down to a more childlike level, although I've been told that some of this is not really little kids. You know, it'll appeal to more of a range of a little higher range of ages. And the book, the cover of the book, is perhaps a little babyish, more than it should be, because the poetry isn't for that young. But I think I try to get it down to a more childlike level since I was a grade school teacher, mainly second grade for a long time.
And you love and relate to the kids, I can tell. And we talked about that a little bit last time. When you, coming up with the name for it, I'm always curious about that, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, that has to be significant to you, right?
Well, you know, there's a poem in my other book, and then I'm Dancing in the Moonbeam in my adult book.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just, I have a love for fantasy. And in that book, where I'm dancing in the moonbeam, and that's an adult book. And so this one just kind of, it came from that, I suppose, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. Because I have one there where my feet were covered with stardust, and it's just the fantasy side of me. I like that, imagining something like that.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about that, and you talk about pulling that together, and this is what we talked about last time, and how you write a poem. Does it? What's your inspiration? Is obviously a lot of it has to do with outdoors, etc., and certain symbols. Was there something symbolic to you specifically, even about the moon?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think about the man on the moon, and you look for that face, and you look for the changes, and I'm a walker, and I walk at night in the dark. I walk in the morning before the sun comes up, and I'm looking at the moon when it's up in the sky, when the sun is taking it over. And I don't know if I can actually put that into words, but I really do enjoy things that happen in the sky. And that, to me, is the best video screen around, so...
Yeah, there was an Irish poet, I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. It might have even been the writer, James Joyce, who talked about you miss things when you don't look up. And boy, is that true for what you just said. In looking at stars or the moon or what's out there, certainly by not looking up. And I think sometimes in the world we live in now, people, technology, we pay so much attention to what's right in front of us and we're so hurried. I think it's sadly, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy about your poetry, is people aren't enjoying nature enough. Do you think so? You were a teacher, and then you retired, and you've seen what's happening around you. Do you feel like that?
Well, I'm a country girl, of course, but nature means a lot to me. And, I mean, as a kid, I was already walking outside in all season and in all kinds of weather and all kinds of times of the day, and I continued that all my life. And I could walk on the same road, the same place, and I could discover different things and or just kind of block it out in the movement of walking outside. Whenever I can't think of ideas or I'm thinking of even for teaching, I'd get out on the road and go walking outside, and ideas would come to me. And it was just being outside and also I enjoy technology for all the things it can do for me, but that won't replace all the other things that are out there in our world that we need to be a part of.
Right, I agree with you. Where technology is great, but then the other side of it is if you're not paying attention to, like we were just saying, looking up and seeing what's around you. I think it's kind of the idea of what nature can do, how it can refresh us. And I think that you've tapped into that for sure, and we've been talking about that. For you, I believe, and I'm speaking for you, and I'll ask you this, but does nature kind of revive you, make you feel, I don't know, sort of alive?
Oh, my goodness, yes. If I'm feeling blue or tired or something, I get out and take a walk. I mean, it definitely refreshes and revives me. It does both, calms me down. Yes, I need to be outside walking. And I've even been walking I remember one time I was out walking and it was snowing. It was really miserable and a police car stopped me and he thought I was running from some situation. I said, no, I said, I know I look crazy walking out here, but I love this. This is beautiful. He stopped me three times. So that shows you how crazy I am.
That's a great story. Then you got stopped.
That was just I'm half a mile from my house, and I was out there, and it was terrible outside, and I was enjoying it all. So I guess I'm a little strange.
Exactly. So obviously your friends have read it. People around you have read it. What do they say? Because I think a lot of times we can't see what's in front of us. And I think you are seriously, not just because we're doing this interview, but I mentioned my background. And I think you are very gifted, Sylvia. Do your friends, when you wrote your books, were your friends, I don't know, were they, I don't want to use the word impressed, but were they excited for you? And did they enjoy reading your poetry?
I have some that are, and then some who just are not interested in poetry. So I can't say that it was a universal thing, but I do have some that are that I send my poetry to, and they collect them, and I send them email, and they copy them and print them up, and I have some that say, oh, whenever you send one, send it along. And then I have one friend that I send it to, and she will critique it and say, oh, I think you need to work on this a little more. And I like that. But I wouldn't say all of my friends, because, again, poetry is kind of a specialized interest, again.
I agree with you. We're speaking with Sylvia Stern, and we're talking about the book Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, her poetry. Of all the poems in that book, do you have a favorite among those?
Well, I remember you said you liked the Cold Winter Moon.
Yes.
Because you have the book. I like the I want to live in a blue house. My blue house is one. And I don't know why, because it's a fantasy. And still it's not. Because sometimes I'd like to live in a blue house, and it's in the country, and I'd have the clouds. My windows would be like the clouds. Or if I could taste the sky, that is a favorite, one of my favorites. Imagine tasting parts of the sky. Now that is really fantasy. You know, flavors would change with the weather, like clouds would taste of whipped vanilla cream, sun would taste of hot melted butter, and the moon would be a ball of cheese, of course, and it goes on. And I like that imagination there. And there is one, if you're a bubblegum blower, that I think is good, because it tells all the steps on how to blow a bubblegum, which I'm not good at all. And then it says how you must stuff your mouth with gum, and saying anything will give you trouble. And the picture that goes along, the pictures were not drawn by me, but that illustrates it pretty well. Pink is a scrumptious color is another one that I like. And if you lived in the land of pink, and yeah, I like colors too. I love color.
You know what? It's interesting you say that, because that's exactly, you're describing that, obviously. And I think people are attracted to certain colors. Why, you're talking about the blue house, and it's a fantasy, and I'd like to live in a blue house. And I think there is something magical about it, and there's something that we're attracted to with colors. And don't you think that we all have sort of different colors?
Oh, yes. And I am a green. I like green very much, because I like green and growing. And I live here in northern Wisconsin, of course, and the season is not long enough for me. But, certain colors make you feel a different way. Just like in my adult poet book, I wrote about the different feelings that blue gave me, and red, and the different emotions that it brought out in a person, or can, you know. So,
yeah.
And then I wrote a lot of color poetry there.
Absolutely. Would you say that that poetry, is it a lost art yet, or not appreciated fully right now?
I say it's not appreciated fully right now. That I would say, yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, and you know, Sylvia, you know this because obviously you taught, and it doesn't matter, people listening to us in the country in a small spot, or you're in an urban area, there used to be so many poetry readings, didn't there?
There is. In Appleton, there is still a group that gets together, and they have poetry. There is some poetry. And they have a person who has published a poetry book, and they lead them in poetry writing and practicing. They still do some of that, yes. And Appleton is quite a bit bigger area. It's only 20 miles from here, and they do some of that.
Oh, well, that's good to know that for sure. Pick up the book, do it today, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, Sylvia Stern. It's such a great read. It is not just for kids, but kids would certainly enjoy it. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it anywhere where books are sold, anywhere. Amazon is a great place to get it, too, as well. Sylvia, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Woo! How exciting! Nail the Score! Yep, and you could walk away a big, braggy winner. Yes, you could. How do you do that? Well, you nail the score. You don't have to know anything about football. I say that qualifier all the time because it's like picking numbers at Keno somewhere. You decide which team you pick, and then you give us a guess. Any guess. Because really the numbers are all over the board. So, what is the game of the week? Ba-da-da-da. The game of the week is the Eagles and the Seahawks. Sunday night on NBC at CenturyLink Field. Philly is favored by 5.5 points. Some would say they could fly like an eagle. Sweet. And the Eagles want their spirit to carry them to 11-1, but the Seahawks are a pretty tough team, honestly. So ring up these numbers, jam on these digits, and get on with it and have a chance to nail the score at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to ring to try and nail the score. You can also flip me an email at americatonight.net, jump on contact, and bada bing, as my ode to James Gandolfini, you are in like that. But you have to do it in the next 12 minutes, so you don't have a lot of time. So if you're listening to my voice, a replay, perhaps you download it, the segment, after the fact, well, you're getting some good content, but you can't nail the score. That's the thing, right? So try to nail the score. 855-266-5283. We'll see if anyone can do it and if people will jump in on it on Thursdays. We're shifting it to Thursdays because of holidays, so it's been kind of crazy to figure out the best time to put it in. Let's go to our pal Pete, who, like Punxsutawney Phil, emerges, well, I guess more than once a year, especially when we're nailing the score. Hello, Pete.
Good evening. How is everybody?
Sweet. We're all good. We are excellent. How can we not be good, right? We live in an insane country with insane, crazy things happening, so there's always something to talk about. I mean, it's crazy.
True that. Okay. 40-28. I'm sorry, but it's going to be the Seahawks.
It could be because the Eagles are due for a loss. A lot of analysts think that's going to happen. Their defense is pretty tough, and you could be right.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a done deal then.
Yeah, I like that. Done deal, 40-28. Pete, you might be the winner. We'll see if you nail the score. Thank you for the call. All right, we've got a couple of emails here, and I'm going to go to those quickly because I've had people say, well, you didn't read my email. Got one from Chris who says, I jumped in as soon as I could. Kate, I think it's going to be Philadelphia, and I think the final score is going to be 38-7. Wow, 38-7. You know what? Stranger things have happened. Sherry says she's going for Seattle, just like Pete. And Sherry says the final score is going to be 27-23. Wow. That'd be a close game. Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Yay. Hang in. That's the key. You got to hang in.
Oh, that was a weird score for the Dallas game tonight.
No kidding. That's why I say that you can't lose at this because you're just picking random numbers. They're all over the map.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Okay. Eagles and who?
The Eagles and the Seahawks.
I'm going to go with the Eagles 31, Seahawks 17.
Ooh, 31-17. All right, we'll see if it comes true. Thank you, Sharon. Stay warm.
I will. Thanks.
Yeah, we like Sharon. Sharon always wants to know when we're nailing the score because she knows we've had to shift some things around, you know, because of the holidays, et cetera, whatever. And it is interesting because you look at this matchup between these two teams and you say to yourself, well, you know what? The Eagles could be due for a loss. I mean, it makes sense that that could happen. But I don't know. So to me, I'm not necessarily blinded. I'm going to say this. Pete would disagree. I'm not blinded by, okay, that's where I grew up. So I'm going to say, yeah, look at they're on a roll. And they are on a roll. I think there's just something about, there is something about Carson Wentz, the quarterback, there really is, that he is just a driving fool when it comes to this sport. He just inhales this. He's not distracted by anything. So I don't know. I think it's made him just up level his game. He's asked so many questions. He's figured things out. The surging Eagles have won 9 straight games. They're going to try to make it 10 in a row. They have the best record in the league, and that's fine. You know, Carson Wentz, you could say, is the MVP of the league. He is just the third quarterback in league history, to throw out some history for you, to throw at least 28 TDs and no more than 5 interceptions through the first 11 games. So that's pretty impressive. But yada yada, you can say whatever you want about stats, but you still got to play the game, and stats are stats. I do think there's a difference in the way he's playing, and Seattle has some key injuries. Richard Sherman, Achilles, gone for the year, of course. Strong safety Cam Chancellor has the neck problem. Defensive end Cliff Avril, so same thing there. I'm going to say that I think the Eagles win this pretty handily. I'm going to say the Eagles win it 38 to 21. We'll see if I'm right on that. I think it's tough. Yeah, I know it's tough to play in Seattle. And you could look at Russell Wilson, and he plays at such a high level. I mean, his pass completion rate is like 62%. And he's Superman. He started how many consecutive games? Like 91. He's almost at 100. And the Seahawks are, you know, they've got something in mind, and it's called the playoffs. So they have nothing to lose but to throw everything out there. Not that the Eagles do, but I think there's just a little, I don't know, I think there's just a little advantage still with Philadelphia, and especially if everybody's thinking this is the game that they lose, I don't know, maybe that gives them a little more push or something. But, you know, look at what happened with Dallas beating Washington 38-14 on Thursday Night Football. I thought that was going to be a lot closer than it was, but injuries really plagued Washington. So that didn't help their cause, because it was too hard with what was happening offensively with the Dallas Cowboys. Just too tough to get beyond them. All right, so I say Eagles, and I think Seattle has the nod for some other people, including, I'm going to quickly rifle through these. Roger says, I got it in. It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to win this 39-22. Ooh, again, disparity. How about this one from John, who says, hi, Kate, like the show. Quickly, I'm trying to get to this nail the score thing. I believe that Seattle wins this because of the home field craziness, although easily Philly could pull it out, but I'm going to go with Seattle for a big win for them. I think they win it 32-24. So we have guesses all over the board. Not a surprise that that's what we would see. And it will be interesting. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a rout. Not like the Cowboys routing the Redskins 38-14 on Thursday Night Football to kick off Week 13 in the NFL. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. We'll be back next Thursday into Friday. Mark your calendars, I promise you, Thursday into Friday for another Nail the Score. Thanks so much for hanging with us for this hour of ATN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.